As many of you know, this is the first Sunday of the month, and it's been our custom to have a more informal address. But you look extremely formal today, and as the Dean said, it's difficult to recognize you all in disguise. And I usually begin by asking who's listened to the gospel reading, but I won't do that. Instead, I want to tell you a story, a true story, or several stories all in one. In 1987, when I became the vicar of what was to be my last parish, I found I had seven schools in the parish. And I found myself doing assembly after assembly after assembly in all sorts of places. Not all of them were primary schools. And from then onwards, I've had a lot of association with schools and found myself doing lots of assemblies. Anyway, early on in my time, there was to be an Ofsted inspection of a particular church school in my parish, and I was going to be there doing assembly. So the head teacher said, "Stuart," he said, "would you be so kind as to do that assembly you did on the loaves and the fishes?" And so we had the gospel that we've just heard, and I began my assembly. And I'll just jump on, because from then onwards, any time there was an Ofsted, they said, "Please do the loaves and fishes assembly." So I did. It always got high marks. It won't today, both because there are no Ofsted inspectors and also because I can't expect the same sort of participation that I get from children. Anyway, I would read the lesson and then we'd play a game, an association game. And I wanted the children to guess what goes with knife. And there would be a debate, and people would put up their hands, and eventually, hopefully, the vote would go for fork, which is there on the other side. You probably can't see it, you just have to believe me. Knife and fork. And then, salt, and I just give you a minute to think what might go with salt, and I think, anybody get it right? Pepper. One person at the back's waving their hands, that's useful, thank you. And then burger, well, cheese, some people said, and others said a wally, if you know what a wally is. But the answer was burger and chips, of course, burger and chips. And then we got to jelly and ice cream, thank you, the Dean's playing anyway, jelly and ice cream. And when we got to fish, I remember one particular time I did this, there was a little boy, and he said, I know. I said, "What is it?" He said, "Jam." Yeah, I had the same reaction, but I don't like to make children look embarrassed or anything. "Oh, that's a nice idea," I said, "fish and jam." And then we got on, and people suggested chips, but of course the answer is bread, fish and bread. And if you were listening to the gospel reading, you'd know why it's fish and bread, because that's the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Now that's just a game. But that the story of the feeding of the 5,000, that gospel reading we had today, there are so many sermons I could preach from it. There are so many ideas rushing through it, but I want to stay with one or possibly two of them. It centers around not just a hungry crowd, but a little boy who gave up what little food he had to Jesus. And Jesus took that very little and used it to feed not just 5,000 people, but also there was incredible amount left over. 12 baskets, we're told in the Gospels. Incredible generosity on God's part, but at the heart of it is somebody giving their all, no matter how small or insignificant it felt, to be used by God. And whether we think of this story as literally true, whether we see it as a parable, whether we explain it away as somebody unpacking their jam sandwiches, and incidentally, that's where that little boy got that from his vicar. Never mind, that's another story altogether. Whether whatever the answer, we have at the heart of it somebody showing God's love in a tiny way. And that love is opened up for absolutely everybody. And I've been thinking of all sorts of examples, and Sally, my wife, has been helping me. Through this lockdown, there have been an incredible number of acts of kindness and generosity and care and compassion which have multiplied in our own community. The friendly smile, the visit of the near neighbour, the caring of the lady in our village who decided to harness local help to make scrubs and scrub wash bags and things for the NHS. The people who've worked in food bank, you can think of it. Just a smile, which is very difficult in masks, just a smile, and somebody said to me at the door, you have to smile with your eyes now. Just a smile can be multiplied up and shared. And that is but an example of what this story of the feeding of 5,000 is about. Jesus can take and use, God can take and use the smallest thing we offer from the smallest person and use it to his glory, but also to care for others. And that's one of the other sermons that's there, is that Jesus is as concerned about the physical needs of human beings as he is about their spiritual needs. And he didn't want the crowds to go hungry, so he wanted to feed them, and he could use the love and care and compassion of a small person. Now, there's one other tiny thing, well, it's not that tiny, enormous thing, hidden away in our gospel reading today. And if you were reading it, you can look at it again in the order of service. Jesus took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he shared it. That's what happened at Jewish meals, the taking, the breaking, the thanking, the taking, the thanking, the breaking, and the sharing. And of course, that's what happens at every Eucharist, like the one we are at today. I'm quite glad we haven't got to break fish, but that's another story again. And it's not just a wonderful set of things, it's an expression of Jesus being broken for us, and us being broken for him, and for him to use. So when we come to the Eucharist, we're always offering ourselves to be broken open, to share God's love with his world. Our story today in the Gospel tells us how Jesus can use the smallest act of love, the most insignificantly feeling human being. That's how he can use you and me. And the Eucharist is a constant, repeating reminder of God's love and generosity and care and compassion for you and for me, and how we can be vehicles of that love and compassion for him. Amen.